The motorsports world is where legends are made, the unthinkable happens, and barriers are broken. One man harnesses the power of an industry every week. This is the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor, with Jim Beaver.
What is up? Welcome to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Yes, another week, another dose of your favorite action motorsports radio show. And let me tell you what, we are ramping things up this week to big heights. We got Supercross podium finisher in the 450 division, Mr. Aaron Plessinger, making his Down and Dirty Radio Show debut today. Yes, we got that interview, and we've got massive one for you Instagram fans. She is a big-time celebrity over on Instagram, also a professional race car driver, 2 million social media followers. Miss Lindsay Brewer will be on the show today. Looking forward to catching up with both of them. And then, if that's not enough, yes, swinging, coming out swinging right out of the box here in hour number one. In the next segment, we're going to have my good friend Tiffany Stone. She's going to be here. We're going to be talking Easter Jeep Safari, ARA Rally, Barrett Jackson Auto Auction, and who knows where the hell else our conversation will go. But you know what is going to happen? Yeah, it's going to go down right here. So two big guests. We got Tiffany Stone here. We got a lot to talk about. Lots happening in the world of motorsports. We are probably going to have some Supercross talk here in hour number two. And, man, I don't know. We there's been all kinds of news, stuff swirling. Extreme E, yes, tons of feedback on that. We got that going on. We got lots of news in the world of off-road. I don't know. IndyCar news, yeah, we got some of that. I don't know. It's cranking. We got a lot to talk about, and it's all happening here. 2 hours on the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks to all of our listeners overseas on the American Forces Network. Thank you to our troops for doing everything that you're doing. Stoked you're going to join us for the next 2 hours. Love that you guys support the show. And what I like even more is that, man, heart goes out to you guys for doing what you do for our country. Everybody on Sports Byline, tuning in on those 200 networks. Thank you, guys. As well as our entire family over there at SiriusXM, Podcast One, Apple Podcasts. Yes, everywhere this show airs. Thank you, guys. We couldn't do it without you. 10 years in, we're still cranking. We're a little radio show that could. It's maybe grown up just a hair over the years, but not too far. And, yeah, not only that, I'm going on one heck of a road trip. I'm going to Supercross in Dallas. I'm going to Bristol, Tennessee to not only drink some whiskey, but take in some dirt modifieds at the dirt track there at Bristol. So, yeah, lots going on, and we're going to talk about it today right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high-performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
From the 2018 Master Distillers of the Year comes a bold new American whiskey in Fistful of Bourbon. Their whiskeys have been award-winning for generations. Now they're going all in on bourbon, blending five straight whiskeys to create a big, balanced bourbon that stands apart from everything else. So grab yourself a fistful of bourbon, a blend of five bourbons created with over 100 years of whiskey blending experience. It ain't just a bourbon, it's a damn fistful. Please enjoy responsibly.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCracken, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome my good friend, Miss Tiffany Stone, to the show today. T-Stone, it's been... I don't know. It's been a weird year, but I feel like things are getting back to normalcy. You've got three events you're going to: Easter Jeep Safari, 100 Acre Wood Rally, Barrett Jackson. I mean, I'm heading out to Supercross. I'm going to Bristol, Tennessee to watch some dirt track action. I mean, I feel like you and I, we're getting back to kind of where we were like a little over 12 months ago, right?
No, exactly. And it seems like either things are going to be pushing really fast or, you know, not at all. And I think we're pushing in the really fast type of area right now. And like you were saying, so many different events going on. You know, next week I'm heading out to 100 Acre Wood in Missouri. Then from there, go to Barrett Jackson, which is pretty awesome. It's their Scottsdale auction, which usually happens in January. But obviously with COVID protocols and everything, they wanted to be able to make sure it went off and no problem. So they're actually moving it to, you know, in a few weeks. And they're actually allowing, you know, spectators, I guess, or people wanting to come in and every day, you know, general admit, you know, attendance come in and everything. And then from there is Easter Jeep Safari, which I'm super happy about. Still a little bummed because, you know, it's a different type of Easter Jeep Safari, but it sounds pretty cool. You know, Jeep's actually going to be there and have a big presence, so that's going to be kind of cool. And I'm actually in Auburn Hills right now where, you know, headquarters is for Jeep and everything, getting a new wrap put on. So pretty excited about that and just kind of moving along.
Look at you getting freshly wrapped for 2021. I know I did that about a month ago. So I don't know. It always feels good to get a fresh wrap. I like it. It's like you get to get a little creative, like change things. Like I don't change mine. Well, we went from blue to red one year, which is a massive change. But I feel like, I don't know, I like that. Like you get to see the new logos and he brought in his partners and like there's a whole design thing. Like to me, it just gives you kind of a fresh start to the new year. I love it.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, when you get your hair cut, you know, it's just like, oh, I feel a little better, a little newer. And then, like you said, I'm still kind of staying with the red and black theme, obviously throwing some psychedelic on there as well. So it'll be kind of similar, but it'll be different. So it's same, same, but different. But I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah, just at the shop right now, it's actually getting wrapped. So hopefully I'll be able to release that soon. And, you know, EJS is a huge thing for anybody that's in the Jeep, you know, community or Jeep market as well. I mean, it's Eastern Jeep Safari. So pretty excited to go out to Moab and be able to do some things that I've never really done. I was there for Trail to SEMA stuff, but I was so new to the game. I mean, I ran Pritchett Canyon, which is one of the hardest trails out there, or if not the hardest, depending on whom you ask. And I did that on my second day wheeling ever, and then did Moab Rim on day three. And then that kind of was like a whirlwind for me. So kind of excited to go back. I think I'm going to run Pritchett again with some friends. So it should be a good time.
Yeah. And I don't know. That's exciting. You know, one thing I was reading, Ford is going to have a massive presence at Easter Jeep Safari. And I kind of chuckled. Because I'm like, you know, the Bronco, obviously they're aimed at the Jeep market. Like, are they going to be embraced there? Or are, you know, the Jeep people going to, like, turn the cold shoulder? Like, it should be interesting. We've got this little war going on between Jeep and Bronco people. And obviously Bronco isn't even live in the flesh. But I'm like, man, that's a statement. Ford showing up to something called Easter Jeep Safari. Like, it's going to – I'm kind of interested to see what the hell happens, Tiff.
No, I'm pretty excited. You know, I had that chance to drive the Bronco Sport, the Outer Banks edition, and it was nice. Obviously, it's way different than Lucifer. It's way different than all that. You know, I'm a 3.5-inch lift on 37s, where that's pretty stock. And so it was nice. I mean, for what it is, I'm really kind of excited to see the Sasquatch edition come out and see what that's all about. But who knows what's going to happen. Either way, pretty excited about it all. It's my first Easter Jeep Safari. Like I said, it's going to be a little bit different, but pretty excited to head out there and see some stuff happen. So I don't know. It should be a good time, though.
Yeah, Moab's always a good time. Like, it's, I put it into perspective because people always, you know, ask me about Moab, and especially Arizona people. And I'm like, well, you know, Sedona? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, what do you think of Sedona? And they're like, it's beautiful. And I'm like, yes. I'm like, so Moab is Sedona, but they allow you to take off-road vehicles all over the cool the cool stuff. So, yeah, I'm like, that's what Moab is. I'm like, take Sedona and then, you know, add in off-road cars. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yep, it's – I don't know. Is Sedona or is Moab more beautiful? That's actually an interesting question. That might be a social media question there.
That could. It could be my this or that, which one is better. I mean, I do like Sedona. There's some areas you can do. Schnebley Hill, of course. There's like a Two Arrows or Broken Arrow or something like that, you know, I've done. But it's not like the slick rock that's out in Moab or Sand Hollow. You know, it's not the grippy rock where you just feel invincible all the time. And don't get me wrong. Like, I'm still nervous about to do Pritchett. Obviously, I'm still learning with everything. You know, and you just need a lot of seat time. Here in Michigan, we don't have that, you know, type of terrain. That's why I kind of enjoy being out west and going to Arizona and doing all that. So it's going to be kind of cool. I'm really excited about it. But I'll let you know after EJ asks what I think is better, because I visit Sedona 2-3 times a year. So I'll let you know.
Yeah, you got to feel pretty comfortable with your driving skills now compared to when you just got started out a few years ago, though, right? I mean, you said you're a little bit nervous. I get that, but you got to be feel so much more comfortable now than you did then.
It is. You know, I do feel a little bit more comfortable. If I'm going to say that I don't get nervous, obviously that's a lie, but I'm excited to be going with the people that it's going to be out there, and it should just be, you know, overall general good time. And what I've realized too is I don't have anything to prove to anybody. I still have to drive the vehicle all the way back home. I don't trailer Lucifer, so it is what it is. And if people want to say that, I'd be like, all right, well, you're not driving it. You're not the one who's going to have to fix it when you get back.
Yeah, true statement there. So in addition to that, I know we got a couple things to talk about today, but 100 Acre Wood is coming up. This has always largely been one of the bigger ARA events, you know, or Rally America events, national stage rallies, I guess, you know, over the last couple of decades. I know this is one of Ken Block's personal favorites, but I haven't really looked at the entry list. But, I mean, 100 Acre Wood, this is one of those big ones. I mean, this one, and I would say probably New England Forest Rally is always pretty big as well. But, I mean, this one's coming up. This is big, Tiff.
No, this is a big one. Obviously, Travis Pastrana is going to be there again. I know he's running the whole thing this year when I got a chance to talk to him at Snowdrift. I know there is obviously some people in there. Ken Block's been there before. Word is on the street that he's probably going to be there. We don't know 100% because they always like to put you know, the entries in there and not put the names necessarily. So looking forward to that. I actually missed it my first few years because the first year I was with ARA, I was already committed to another event, so I missed that one. And then last year, obviously, with COVID stuff, they canceled that. So no spectators this year. However, it should still be a good time. Pretty excited to be down there. They did make Show Me Rally last year a national event instead of a regional. So I've been in the area. I just, you know, sometimes, you know, ARA stage rally and stuff is pretty cool with spectators there because you have the, you know, Park Exposé, Park Fermé. Like, it's cool to see all those people, all the vehicles all lined up. So a little different, but excited that it's still going to go and happen.
Yeah. Well, and truth be told, ARA won't say this, but, you know, they're not going to have, you know, Park Exposés, things like that. But truth be told, there's a lot of people going to be standing along the side of the course in the woods. Like, it's just facts. Like, it's not spectators, but it's kind of like in Baja. How do you tell people they can't watch out in the middle of nowhere? So I think there's going to be plenty of spectators lining the course. That's just me putting it out there, but I get it. Publicly, it's not a spectator rally.
Correct. Publicly, not. Behind closed doors, you're probably right.
Yeah. I'm starting to look at things, though, Tiff, and you know, it's going to be interesting because there's a lot of weather moving in over the next week into, you know, the middle part of the country. I know Colorado is supposed to get just pounded with snow. It should. I don't know that there's going to be snowy conditions there. I think it's going to lift before then, but it could be pretty muddy and wet by the time rally time hits.
No, exactly. And that's going to change a lot of stuff, especially out on the, you know, the different types of roads that they have. We all know, you and I both know, once it gets really muddy, it could either be super slick, you could, you know, have an off and it'd be completely different. So, you know, I really put a lot of, like, emphasis on how great some of the drivers and even the co-drivers are when it comes to driving in different conditions. Yes, obviously, we could all drive in perfect conditions, but throw some different weather stuff in there and it really shows you how great the drivers really are.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, we got more to talk about in regards to that. We've also got some big news coming out of Barrett-Jackson. I need to be on site there, but we're going to hit that up after the break right here on the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back to the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver here along with my partner in crime, Tiffany Stone, talking a little 100-acre wood rally. We got some Barrett Jackson to talk about. I will say, one of my favorite 100-acre wood rallies was a couple years ago. I was out there doing doing, I guess, podium interviews and you know, and that type of stuff, and Rally America Radio, we called it at the time. But there was a race, and you asked Travis and you asked David Higgins, probably both one of the best battles in their career, but they came into the finish, and literally they were coming in over 2 days, and it was within like half a second here, second there, half a second here, and like literally going out into the last stage, I think Pastrana had Higgins by 1 second overall for the entire rally. And it was literally like Travis came in and they're getting ready to go out and snow is starting to go and it was slick and everything else. Travis came in, he's sweating, literally like completely drenched in sweat, white knuckles. I go to interview TP and TP was just literally like a ghost. Like, he was driving the wheels off his car. Higgins is Mr. Iceman. Like, he's 1 second behind Trav. He comes in, hey, Jimmy, like, literally like Iceman, like nothing. You know, they go out in the last thing, and I give Travis credit. He drove the wheels off of that car and ended up beating Higgins by, like, less than a second. And it was the wildest rally I think I've ever been to. And Trav comes in and, like, completely drenched at the finish line in sweat. Higgins was still like laughing, but both of them, it was just an amazing rally. But it's like it's so rare that things go down to the wire like that with two drivers. And I don't know, that was probably out of all the rallies I've been to, which is a lot over the last decade, that was probably one of my favorites.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I'm pretty excited to see what's going to happen down here. And especially because, you know, it's still the beginning of the season, but this is still the time, like, you know, you need to push, you need to keep going, you need to do all this stuff, because it's easier to know the times that you need to make up rather than be like, oh no, well, I need to make up all of these rallies, I need all of these points, and just keep pushing, pushing. I'm pretty excited just to see all the different stuff that's about to happen down there too. So
yeah, definitely going to be good stuff. But switching gears a little bit, Tiff, we got to talk about this little thing that happens in Arizona every year called Barrett-Jackson. Barrett Jackson traditionally, I believe, is in, what, January? But due to COVID, things like that, they pushed it back. You were telling me off the air, but you probably, I kind of half been paying attention to Barrett Jackson. There's some massive stuff going down at Barrett Jackson this year, though.
Yeah, no, the docket is just crazy. We have over 930, about 935 different vehicles that are going to be there, you know, different types of vehicles as well. Obviously, Super Saturday is just going to be immaculate. So many great things. Edsel Ford II actually is selling two of his vehicles from there. There are eight charity cars, and I think out of them, seven of them are 2021 VIN ones. So those are all going to be out there as well. They're also going to sell a VIN number 5 for a Thunderbird, but it was the first one that was ever sold in America. So there's just a bunch of cool iconic cars. There's like the Winkler collection is there. There's a private collection, so we don't know who the consigner is or anything, but they're selling their private collection. The racer collection is there as well, and it's just so many immaculate, beautiful cars. And you know, I'm pretty excited to see them. They have some different Chrysler Imperials, of course the Bel Airs, of course the Corvettes. And you know, after going through the docket and just seeing how many great vehicles there are. Obviously, I love the red and black ones. I'm a huge Jet Age person. I love the 50s, the 60s, of course, all the Mopar vehicles being from Detroit. So, you know, anybody who follows me, let me know if there's some vehicles you want to see. Obviously, I'll be highlighting them throughout the days. But it's exciting. We have 4 days of live auction. They're actually going to be auctioning 5 days instead of 6, but they're doing the 5 days, and then I for sure will be auctioning on, it's going to be on FYI and history. And then, like I said, Super Saturday is just immaculate, and we'll be on for 9 hours on Saturday. So 12 to 9 Arizona time, local to that, and pretty excited. Like I said, all VIN number ones out there, I mean, those have to go for more than you would ever expect.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, that's a lot, right? To be at one show at one point in time. Like, it's probably shaping up, you know, to be one of the biggest Barrett Jacksons probably ever. And you got to think, like, people have been sitting at home for a year, and a lot of people have more disposable money now than they did, you know, before COVID started, because they haven't really spent anything. They couldn't go anywhere in the last year. Like, I could see prices going just crazy this year. This is probably a really big Barrett Jackson for, you know, not only to be out in person, but for all of us tuning in at home. Like, I think this one's going to be top notch.
Oh, and it's their 50th anniversary. So, you know, they had to bring out all the big stops for it. So I'm excited. And like I said, we're going to be on air, you know, 6 hours on Wednesday, 8 hours Thursday and Friday, and then 9 hours on Saturday. So pretty pumped.
Yeah. It's going to be big, Tiff. So, other than that, I mean, what else is going on? I know, obviously, you know, we talked about EJS. We've talked about a little everything today. I mean, what else is on the horizon for you? What other events are we going to see at?
Probably a lot of different short course racing as well. There's some other Jeep events. I'm going to have to miss out on Daytona Jeep Beach. Really wanted to go to that one, but going to be doing some other stuff. Toledo Jeep Fest later on, Holly Off-Road Fest later on, all the short course stuff for Champ with Vision Wheel, of course. And then just kind of whatever is out there. Still the stage rally, still Barrett Jackson. I'm looking forward to the Mint, even though that's in December. You know, it's normally would have been last week or whatnot, but just excited. And then, you know, working on Lucifer, he just got re-geared to 488. So pretty, you know, nice about that one. Obviously I can use all of my gears now instead of just getting stuck in sixth and manually having to put it in seventh and eighth. And anybody who has a Jeep, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But yeah, just pretty excited about that. Hopefully, you know, see some more things happening. And I don't know, it feels good to kind of be somewhat back to normal.
Yeah. Well, and I know you and I really felt it at Crandon last year. You know, that was really the first big event with people. And I mean, it was an amazing time. And I like you said, I'm kind of looking forward to being back to normal. See, I know I'm getting ready to head out on a little road trip and going to spend some time in Texas, and I'm going to Supercross, and I'll be at Super Tuesday next week. And it's got me excited because, Supercross is one of the few series them and NASCAR really out of the box kind of figured out how to get this thing going last May and June, and Supercross did their series, and I get to go to Super Tuesday round, which is something kind of new they instituted this year after the pandemic. They ran a couple of them last year, but you know, they're doing like the pod seating, things like that. I'm kind of excited to go to an event like that and be at a stadium with fans and see how they've been able to actually accomplish what they did and have the series kind of run. I mean, they were one of the very first ones back last year. So that's got me kind of excited. And then Bristol, Tennessee, the dirt track. I mean, they're, you know, you got the most, one of the most iconic NASCAR tracks ever, and they cover it in dirt. And, you know, you bring in fans to basically a coliseum. It's, I don't know, it's got me excited. I got some fun stuff ahead of me, too. So it's going to be kind of cool to see how that shakes out and to see how all these different venues and different places around the country have handled COVID and handled things and how they're getting back to normal. That's got me kind of amped, to be honest with you.
No, agreed. And then obviously, you know, we'll have to link back up in a few weeks and talk about all our great adventures.
Yeah, that is definitely it. Well, Tiff, always fun having you on the show.
Thank you, and until next time.
Well, thanks a lot, Tiffany Stone, for taking the time to call into the show. That's one I haven't forgot about. EJS, I know it's kind of – it's an interesting EJS this year, which Moab's become one of my favorite places in the entire world. And I've only been there once, but it has that kind of effect on people. But Barrett Jackson – I always forget about that every year. And it's here in Arizona. I've been once, but it's this year, man, the amount of cars, sheer amount of cars that are going to be there. It's definitely going to be interesting, man. I think a lot of people are going to show up there. It's anything like what we have, one of the off-road trade shows last year, decided they were going to do it in Phoenix, and so many people showed up, the whole entire thing got shut down because literally it just couldn't handle the capacity crowd. Obviously, Barrett Jackson, not going to be that much Wild West, but yeah, I could see a lot of people showing up for that. That's for sure. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot happening in the next couple of weeks. I mean, obviously, we've got everything going on with Supercross. We've got, you know, we still got Snowcross. We haven't talked about that this year. Time to get my buddy Levi LaValle on the show, I think. But we got that going on. But, you know, we got, obviously, Dirt Track Bristol. That's happening with NASCAR and everything else they're running there. You know, IndyCar is upon us. We got NHRA. We haven't even talked about NHRA. I'm going to do that today. That's cranking here, which is going to be absolutely massive to start the year. And then we've got, you know, what else do we have? I mean, it's just madness. You know, we've got off-road, San Felipe coming up, Easter Jeep Safari, Barrett Jackson coming up, ARA Rally, Nitro Rallycross just announced their calendar. We got to dive into that today as well. I mean, you know, that's not till this fall, but we got Silver State, two Best in the Desert races coming up. You know, and I'm talking in the next 30-day window. Like, it's crazy the sheer amount of motorsports pleasurement that is going to be happening here very, very soon. I mean, motorsports have been put back together. That is absolutely for certain, man. People in the motorsports world are cranking. I'm excited to be a part of it. It's going to be one hell of a ride the next month. I know I'm barely even at home. I'm looking at my schedule, like literally land from one event, home for 2 days, fly out to another one, home for a couple days, fly out to another one. Man, it's a bender. For those of us that were tired of sitting around last year, my year has definitely changed for 2020, and hopefully your guys' has as well. But we will be here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show to bring you all of it. Right here to your listening enjoyment on the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than and Polaris in their award-winning lineup of RZR vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a RZR 170 like me, take the entire family out in a RZR XP 4-1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new RZR XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris RZR. Check out the full Polaris RZR lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris RZR. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Well, welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris RZR. Ah, man, we got a slam-packed hour number two. Lindsey Brewer, Aaron Plessner coming at you. I'm going to wrap up hour number one, though, talking about some stuff we haven't had a chance to talk about so far yet this year, NHRA. We've also got the new Nitro Rallycross schedule dropping, which is massive. So, yeah, we're definitely going to get to that. But before we do, you know, we've got an amazing partner in this show, our good friends at Manscaped. And, you know, COVID spring break is right around the corner. And you know what that means? Spring break in your pants. Yes, Manscaped is here to ensure the party in your pants never stops. Even Veronica Corningstone wouldn't say no to this pants party. For everyone preparing for a pants party this spring break, I have an exclusive 20% off discount. Yes, use the code JimBeaver at manscaped.com. Manscaped is dedicated to helping keep your level of full body grooming on point. The Perfect Package 3.0 kit. It comes with the Essential Lawnmower 3.0, and it's waterproof, and it's a cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your grooming routine. This is the best trimmer on the market for those who need it in the chest or in the balls. Yes, let me tell you, I use this thing. It's amazing. You can't cut yourself. It's damn near impossible to do it. It will take your body grooming to the next level. It's a third-gen trimmer with a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to advanced skin-safe technology pioneered by our friends at Manscaped. You can also adjust the settings to get the length you like. You can stay on top of it all with almost no effort at all. Don't ruin any vibes this spring break or upcoming summer with, you know, stuff peeking out and coming out of your board shorts. Don't want that. But be sure and use their Crop Cleanser Body Wash to keep your hair and skin feeling healthy. And inside the Perfect Package, you'll also find the Manscaped Crop Preserver. It's a deodorant, anti-chafing, all deodorant moisturizer, because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your board shorts all day. You'll also find the Crop Reviver. It's a toner, a spray on toner that's designed to give your little boys a slice of heaven. And for a limited time, subscribers get two free gifts. The Shed Travel Bag, it's a $40 value, and the patented high-performance reduced shaving Manscaped Boxers. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code JimBeaver at manscaped.com. Do yourself a favor and always get the right tools for the job. Don't forget, 20% off and free shipping with the code JimBeaver at manscaped.com. It's 20% off plus free shipping, manscaped.com. Use code JimBeaver. Say aloha to your new beautiful boss with Manscaped. Yes, 20% off and free shipping, JimBeaver. That's all you need to know. And with that, it's time for us to continue this, I guess, no pants party, right? I'm sitting here with pants on. May need to just pull those off for this next segment. It's got me excited. Yes, excited to talk about some Rallycross. Been a long time coming. Rallycross season. Can we even say that? We didn't have any in 2020. I know ever since Red Bull GRC found its exit, we've had ARX come and go. We've had Nitro Rallycross. Our boy Travis Pastrana has the formula figured out, and then COVID hit, and things were derailed. But we've finally got Nitro Rallycross upon us. You're going to go over this schedule with me, and you know what you're going to find out? Yes, none of these parking lot racetracks. They're going to real facilities to race. It's got me excited. This is what we needed for Rallycross, and let me tell you, our boy TP199, he has this all figured out. So it's an all-fall schedule, and I got to tell you, they got this one stretch that's like 3 weeks straight. It's going to be brutal, but for those of you in the Southwest like me, you're going to like this schedule. So they kick things off, Salt Lake City, Utah Motorsports Campus. Yes, you know this from the Nitro World Games. They've run Nitro Rallycross there about four. Insane track, crossover jump, massive. And our boy TP199 and Nitro Rallycross are doing it again September 24th and 25th. 1 week later, they move to Reno. Wild West Motorsports Park, you know that from the short course series that now no longer exists. Also, Ultra 4 runs their nationals there October 2nd, 3rd. Wild West Motorsports Park in Reno. They are dropping bombs there. Then they're moving to one of my favorite cities in the world, Minneapolis. Actually, Elk River, right outside of Minneapolis. ERX Motor Park. Yes, the home of our boy Andrew Carlson. And short course racing's a great place. They do snowmobile racing there, snow bike racing, amazing facility. If you haven't ever been there, you need to. It's badass. And that's October 9th and 10th. Then they're going to take about a month-long break because Halloween, right? Everybody needs to take a break for Halloween. Yeah, I agree. Moving back to Phoenix. Yes, my home state. Wild Horse Pass Motorsports Park, November 13th and 14th, 2021. And then to cap things off with the finale, they're moving to North Florida. Yes, they're going to give you East Coast people an event of your own. Yes, they're moving to North Florida, The Firm in Florida, December 4th and 5th, 2021. 5 weekends of racing. Nitro Rallycross is here. Rallycross is back. From what I understand, they have one of the biggest Rallycross entry lists they've had in a long, long time that is going to be competing in this. I think we're going to see even more drivers as we get closer. I'm looking at, looking down their list of drivers who've competed in the past. I mean, the last couple of years, got TP, Timmy Hansen, Tanner Faust, Steve Arpin, Scott Speed, Patrick Sandell. I don't know who's going to be back. Ken Block, be great to see Block back. Chris Atkinson, ATCO. It's been a year. It's been that long since we've had Rallycross here in the U.S. It's far too long, well over a year. I'm excited to have it back, to have it cranking. And, this is big, big stuff. I can't understate it enough. This is massive for us Rally and Rallycross fans. Stage Rally is in a great place with Dirtfish. Really, truly is. Dirtfish coming in, helping out. Steve Rimmer, the owner of Dirtfish, he's passionate. They've helped Rallycross in the past, but their true calling is Stage Rally. They're going to do great things with that. Travis Pastrana and Nitro being involved in Rallycross. This is big. This is what the industry needed. This is what Rallycross needed. TP has a vision. He understands tracks. He understands excitement. He understands what fans and sponsors want. What no better guy to carry the torch? I'm really, really excited to see this five-weekend series, and I'm going to be, who knows, maybe at all five rounds. Like, this is going to be huge. It's going to be epic. I'm excited for it, and that calendar's out. Go to NitroRallyCross.com. Follow him on social media. They got all the details right there, but you know, it sounds like they've got even bigger stuff coming in the pipeline as well. So I think they're moving to electrics at some point, and this is going to be huge. So, yes, that is happening. Even more so, even sooner than that, though, we got a little bit of, you know, this series called the NHRA coming. Yes, NHRA, it's been a long, long week, or a long, long week. Yeah, it's been a long week for me. But what I meant to say is it's been a long off season for the NHRA. You know, normally this fire back up in early February. They've delayed until mid-March for many, many reasons. But, you know, namely being that it's... you know, they wanted to be able to run these events with fans. NHRA is a series that you got to have fans at. Like, it just doesn't make sense to run it without fans. And they need to be at capacity. I know NHRA ran kind of limited fan counts at a lot of the events last year. But let me tell you, if you've never experienced the NHRA in person, you need to. This is TV does not do this justice. I've been standing right behind these top field cars in the water box, and it's amazing. But you know, even in the fans, you got to feel the rumble in your chest. You got to, you know, smell the fumes and get that burning in your eyes and in your lungs. And once you do that, you understand why top fuel cars and funny cars are some of the baddest machines on the planet. And NHRA delivers that. And you can't get that through TV, right? So they got the Gator Nats coming up, which they're kicking off with the Gator Nats. This is one of the biggest marquee events of the year for the NHRA, and they're kicking it off. Then they're going to take a month-long break before they come back to Phoenix. I believe it's Phoenix. You know, it's going to be in Pomona. The Winter Nats, normally they run in Phoenix. They're not running that. They're running in Pomona. Sorry, excuse me. But they're taking a month off to do it. They'll be doing that in April. But, yes, Gator Nats in Florida. Fans are going to be invited. It's also got the bikes. This is kicking off NHRA in a big way this weekend. I am looking forward to it. I'll be tuned in on TV, possibly. I'm going to be traveling. But, you know, not only that, but, you know, the big news is, the big storyline coming out of this, John Force Racing, they're back. Yes, last year, when everything hit with COVID, they decided to, you know, pull the plug on their program, take the rest of the year off, really kind of assess the situation, move forward, plan for 2021. And that's what they did. You know, a lot of you are wondering, you know, is John Force Racing, are they going to be as good? Are they going to be on point like they have in the past? Well, I mean, it's John freaking Force Racing. Yes, of course they're going to be on point. But, you know, I don't know. You know, are we going to see big things out of them round one, or is it going to take them a round or two to get their feet back under them? I don't know. Are they, you know, winning threats? Absolutely. Yeah, from day one they are. But, you know, I don't know. Is that going to affect them? Is that, you know, kind of almost taking a year off? Is that going to hurt them? I don't know. It's definitely one of the storylines. And not only that, Steve Torrence posted today, my boy Steve, he is in the hunt for a fourth title. You know, hunt starts this weekend, he said. And, you know, them Torrence boys, them Capco boys, Steve and Billy, man, they are a force to be reckoned with. And I'm looking forward to seeing them them in action as well. Antron Brown, he's got a new agreement with SiriusXM. I mean, there's been a lot happening with NHRA. They got a new title sponsor, you know, in Camping World. And it's a big deal. And what? This is 70 years of NHRA drag racing. It's crazy. NHRA been around for 70 years. So, yeah, lots going on. It's going to be a massive, massive weekend of racing. Supercross moving to Dallas, Arlington for a triple header this weekend as well. You know, and like we said, you know, the dirt track at Bristol being covered in dirt. And I am really looking forward to being out there next week, being able to see that. You know, I've never even been to Bristol, but to go to Bristol and see it covered in dirt, that's going to be crazy. It's going to be exciting. That's definitely for sure. But looking at that calendar, I know I'm going out there, but looks like that not till the end of March is NASCAR going to hit the dirt at Bristol. They got Phoenix and Atlanta coming up, but they're going to run a bunch of different events in the lead up to NASCAR. Make sure the track's right. So those of you in that area, definitely come on out. I know Steve Arpin's going to be racing. Got Vision Wheel, my teammate Cam Reimers, he's going to be racing out there. So lots of good stuff happening at Bristol as well. But man, let me tell you, it is there's a lot happening in the world of motorsports. You got anything you want me to chime in on? I will say we got a Facebook group. It is called Jim Beaver's Action Motorsports Discussion. Almost 2,000 members. Lots of good conversation going on in regards to the world of motorsport in that group. And we'll talk about anything. You want to talk about off-road? Great. Want to talk about Formula One? Great. Want to talk about just cars, Broncos, Jeeps? I don't care. Come on out. You know, share your thoughts and your comments. So head over there and, you know, and get in that conversation. It's really, really good stuff that we've got cranking in that group. And, you know, it surprises me who shares a link or a video or something like that. I mean, once in a while there's car memes shared and funny videos and crashes and things like that. But definitely a good group if you like what you hear on the show. So go to Facebook, check it out. And I'm at Jim Beaver 15 on all forms of social media. But yeah, I am going to take a short commercial break. We will be back after this. We're going to wrap up hour number one and prime the pump for hour number two. Hour number two, like I said, once again, it's going to be massive. We got Lindsay Brewer, Instagram, Instagram model. She owns that, but also race car driver. And we got Supercross rider Aaron Plessinger on the line right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
From the 2018 Master Distillers of the Year comes a bold new American whiskey in Fistful of Bourbon. Their whiskeys have been award-winning for generations. Now they're going all in on bourbon, blending five straight whiskeys to create a big, balanced bourbon that stands apart from everything else. So grab yourself a Fistful of Bourbon, a blend of five bourbons created with over 100 years of whiskey blending experience. It ain't just a bourbon, it's a damn fistful. Please enjoy responsibly.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Well, that's all she wrote here for hour number one here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. But you do not want to go anywhere. We got one of the biggest hour number twos in a long, long time coming at you. Two blockbuster guests, Lindsay Brewer, Aaron Plessinger, right here on the show. Things are going to get real big, real quick as we kick off hour number two. If you got fan questions for them, lots of Lindsay Brewer fans out there and probably a lot of Plessinger fans as well, at Jim Beaver 15, and we'll get those answered on the show. Hit me up on Twitter or Instagram, probably DMs on Instagram will work. And Twitter, that'll be the place I see them quickest. But hit me up at Jim Beaver 15. We'll get those answered very, very quick. Do want to mention this show being brought to you by our good friends at Manscaped. Yes, Manscaped.com. Need some help below the waist? They can get you dialed in. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code JimBeaver at Manscaped.com. It's 20% off and free shipping, Manscaped.com, using the code JimBeaver. And, yeah, if you're going to be out at Supercross, hit me up on the social media machine. I would like to meet some of you guys. We get lots of listeners from around the country, and I love hearing from you guys, love hearing your stories, what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show. So, yeah, I would I don't think with all these COVID protocols, I know Texas is open, wide open. I think there's still masks in certain areas, things like that. Supercross still requiring masks. It's up to the individual, I think, event and organization and facility to decide whether or not masks are required. So doing a meetup probably isn't the best thing at Supercross, but if you're going to be there and I'm going to be there, like, I would love to meet you guys. I'm not doing like a formal meetup, but, yeah, it's at Jim Beaver 15. Let's do it. Let's hang out. Who knows? Maybe you'll see me at, having a beer somewhere or something like that, but, it would be cool to meet some of you listeners to the show. And I know, I mean, Texas is truck country. is off-road country. We've got a lot of listeners in Texas to this show. So, yeah, and I think, what, Texplex. Yeah, that's another one. Texplex got a big UTV race happening this weekend or next weekend, too. I mean, there's so much happening in the world of motorsports right now. Like, it's just bananas. It's hard to even be able to keep track of everything. It's crazy. I need you guys to help me keep me on track. But, we're going to take a short commercial break. And, when we come back, it is going to be hour number two. We've got Aaron Plessinger, and we've got Lindsey Brewer on the show. Slam-packed hour number two. That's coming at you right after the break here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show. And it's powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story. For 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, your anywhere. Born from competition, the Grabber Tire offers the durability and off-road traction you demand in a tire. We put these tires to the test in the harshest off-road racing conditions to give you a tire that will make your anywhere possible. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us photos at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online, in syndication on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome to hour number two of the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. And, I'm catching my breath here because it's going to be a bender of an hour number two. Kick things off right out of the gate. We got Lindsey Brewer. Amazingly talented race car driver who also happens to be an Instagram influencer. She's going to be on the show for a couple of segments. Then we're going to have Aaron Plessinger on the show as well, coming off a massive podium in Supercross at Daytona. So, couple of all killer, no filler double hitters right here, pulling out in hour number two. So looking forward to having both of them on the show. And, I love all killer, no filler segments, or shows like today. So, yeah, if you got any questions for them at JimBeaver15, hit that and, it'll come right to me and, it'll go right to them. That being said, like I said before, I got a lot of events coming up we're going to. I'm going to be at Supercross, going to be at Bristol. I'm going to be at Dirtfish twice in like a 2-week stretch, two trips to Seattle, got Silver State 300, man, we got a lot coming up, on my program and so looking forward to, that. So, if you're going to be at any of those events, anything like that, hit me up, man, let me know. And, anything you guys want to talk about on the show. But, speaking of Dirtfish, they're a big partner in the show. We got a 100 Acre Wood Rally coming up. Check out their website, tune in dirtfish.com. They're going to have full coverage of the 100 Acre Wood Rally. That being said, you're looking to go to Dirtfish like me? Yeah, well, I go, and most of the pros in the industry have been there as well. Use that coupon code JimBeaver15, and that's going to get you 15% off at Dirtfish Rally School for any and all classes. That's JimBeaver15. That's going to get you 15% off at Dirtfish Rally School. Looking for some more discounts from our partners as well? Well, this show is being presented by our good friends at Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code JimBeaver at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that code JimBeaver and say aloha to your new beautiful Manscaped body there at Manscaped. So, yeah, we are going to take a short commercial break. We come back. We're coming out swinging. Lindsay Brewer, yeah, she's going to be locked in right here on the show after the break on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor. Grab some fistful of bourbon. We'll see you after the break.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it, so when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands-down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
From the 2018 Master Distillers of the Year comes a bold new American whiskey in Fistful of Bourbon. Their whiskeys have been award-winning for generations. Now they're going all in on bourbon, blending five straight whiskeys to create a big, balanced bourbon that stands apart from everything else. So grab yourself a Fistful of Bourbon, a blend of five bourbons created with over 100 years of whiskey blending experience. It ain't just a bourbon, it's a damn fistful. Please enjoy responsibly.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Like to welcome one of my guests to the show this week, Lindsay Brewer, who I've been aware of for quite some time, but stoked to have you on the show because you are finally back to racing race cars, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm so excited. I'm finally back racing. It's been awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've got a lot to talk about, and, you know, I guess my first question, this will be my lead-in, and then I kind of want to go back to start and how you got racing, and we'll go to present day, but you took a massive amount of time off in the, you know, right as your career is getting started. You went to college. You did the smart thing. I give you a lot of credit for that. You've got your backup plan. You go and you get a degree from, you know, San Diego State University, business degree. But, you know, how was that? Because a lot of people, you know, you're in your prime. You know, it's just kind of people are starting to recognize you. You're winning these races. Then it's like, boom, let's pause things. Let's go to college. Let's do the right thing. And now you've graduated. You're coming back to racing. I mean, how hard was that to take that window of time off and now try and re-kickstart things, you know?
Yeah, it was definitely difficult. You know, I started racing when I was 12, raced in high school, was really starting to win some races at the beginning of my college career. And, yeah, it was really difficult to kind of take that break. But, you know, my parents wanted me to do that. They know I loved racing, but they always told me how important it was to get my college degree. So, you know, I was planning on racing and going to college, but things just got a little too crazy. I wasn't able to, you know, getting sponsorship is the hardest part about racing. It takes a lot of money. So I wasn't able to attend races and get my face and name out there in order to get sponsors because I don't come from a family background of racing. So I think the hardest part for me was just the fact I was so busy in school. I wasn't able to get sponsors. It was definitely a challenge to take that break. But, you know, I feel like everything happens for a reason, and I'm happy to be back now in this time of my life. And, yeah, I'm ready to go. So it's all good.
Yeah. Well, and I guess during this time in college, like we should mention, like, you know, you were a racer before any of the Instagram or any of this social media fame happened, right? So you stop racing, and I'm sure you had a social following before college, but you go to college, and then all of a sudden now coming out of college, you've got 2 million social media followers. So I got to think, like, that's definitely benefiting you now with the sponsorship conversation, because you and I both know my personal racing career, I go into a meeting, you know, they don't even, it's not so much looking at your, they do look at your record. They look at how good you are, but they want to see that social media number first and foremost to know, hey, you know, we're going to get substance out of this person, whether they win or lose, you know? And I think a lot of people kind of forget now that that actually factors into it. They're determined that on ROI. So I got to think with you now, it's actually, I don't want to say easy because it's not an easy business proposition, selling sponsorship, but maybe it cracks the door open just a little bit more because yours is so big now.
Yeah, definitely. I like I said, everything happens for a reason. So I went into college with about 10,000 followers, which is actually, you know, for a kid in high school, that was a lot, especially back in 2014, 2015. So I did get that from my racing, and then it just exponentially blew up. You know, I went to school at San Diego State in a sorority. We were at the beach taking photos. So I felt like, I definitely grew my following for, you know, the modeling, the bikini, all that stuff. And it has helped. I've been able to amass a large following. I definitely agree. It has helped catch the eye of brands and catch the eye of sponsors. So that's definitely, like you said, very beneficial. And, you know, the most difficult part I would have to say would be that people have gotten to know me for that side of me and not for racing, because I did take such a large break. And so then all of a sudden when I started getting back into racing, they're like, who is this poser pretending to be a race car driver? Like, who is this random model, like Insta model, trying to, you know, be a race car driver? And I was always known, you know, back in high school as being Lindsay Brewer, the race car driver, not Lindsay Brewer, the Instagram model. So it kind of gets a little confusing there. And I still do love modeling. I still love being in my bikini. So it's kind of a balance there on my social media. I feel like I definitely have to be a little more serious now. And yeah, so I'm really excited. I think it definitely has helped having my social media following for all this.
Yeah, well, and you know, and when those questions come, I mean, I got to think, like, you know, I'm an agent for some athletes. I see what happens, you know, and one of them happens to be a female, and I see some of the stuff that comes across through DMs and you know, and I've got friends, and I like, to me, it blows my mind, like, that men would send stuff like this, and women, like, they attack other women, and it's like, it blows my mind, but
yeah, me too.
Yeah, but I got to think, like, you've developed some thick skin because of it, you know, and you brush it off, but I got a feeling, like, they can attack you on certain things, you're like, oh, whatever, but they attack you as a race car driver, it's like, it's on. No, like, yeah,
yes, like, exactly.
Yeah, it's like that's a sacred cow. You don't call me out on my racing skills, right?
Yeah, exactly. I don't mind when people are like, oh, like, they critique my looks or whatever, all that, but when you attack, you know, racing and stuff like that, it does hit you a little harder. But I have developed a very thick skin, and I've always known I'm very good at that, so I always think I'm like, any sane, normal person would just never get on someone else's random Instagram and comment things like that. Like, no one I know that's normal would ever do that. So I don't really take it seriously. I'm like, okay, you have to be a weirdo to be able to do that.
Yeah, they're struggling with things. But let's go back to the start, because I want to know, like you'd said, your family didn't come from racing. So this is kind of, it was all new to you. How did you get bit by the racing bug at such a young age with your family? Not necessarily, you know, your dad wasn't a race car driver, things like that. Like how did you get bit by the bug and get into this crazy vortex of motorsports?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is a bug. Honestly, it's so addicting. I got into racing. I went to a go-kart track when I was 11 for a birthday party, you know, one of those outdoor ones that everyone has birthday parties at. And I grew up snowmobiling, four-wheeling. I'm from Colorado, so my family always loved toys, you know, boating, four-wheeling, snowmobiling, jet ski, all that. So I grew up doing that. And so when I went to this birthday party, I was like, wow, these go-karts are so much fun. And I saw the ones that you can own that are quicker, you know, like Mini Max, it was called at the time, and Rotax.
Yeah.
So I asked the kid, I was like, oh, can I drive that cart? And the dad let me drive it, and I ended up being quicker than he was. So that's when they knew. They're like, okay, she actually has some talent in this. And, you know, the track owner's like, you need to buy her a cart. Like, she actually can do this. So my dad ended up getting me a cart, and I did my first racing series when I was 12, and I won the regional championship my first year. So that's when we really knew. We're like, okay, I can really do something with this. I raced in Mini Max and then Rotax Junior, which is still the single speed Rotax, and then I moved up to shifter karts when I was around 15, and that was my favorite type of karting. It is so intense. I did a lot of the Scusa series, and it was so much fun. It's a whole different animal than Rotax, and so I think I learned a lot of driving skill and racecraft there. And then I started testing, you know, doing open wheel stuff, USF 2000, Formula 4. Then I started racing some legend cars my freshman year, and that's kind of the beginning of it all.
So fast forward, now you come back, and obviously what you're doing now is complete different discipline than when you let off. I mean, how's that transition been into doing the touring car stuff and things like that?
I mean, I'm so used to open wheel cars, and I raced in the Saline Cup in 2019, which is a rear wheel drive sports car. I've tested in GT4, which is rear wheel drive. So it was a completely different animal getting into these touring cars. I'm in a Honda Civic Type R, so it's front wheel drive. And so the driving style is completely different. You know, when you get oversteer and the rear end of your car is going out, you're not supposed to add a bunch of throttle because that'll just upset the car even more. But in these front wheel drives, you can, because it's front wheel drive and it can just pull you out of that situation kind of. So it's been a struggle, and it's a full manual. So I'm out there shifting gears, and there's a lot to think about. And I'm used to, you know, paddle shifter, or in my go-kart, it's just a sequential clutch to start. So it's definitely been a lot of fun. It's definitely been a different animal to tackle, but I think, you know, I've adapted to it well, and I'm excited for this year because it just, I really do like the cars.
Yeah. And, well, I think what, out of the box, you took a top 10. I know like some of your practice lap times are top three-ish. You know, you got to feel pretty happy with your first result coming out of, you know, kind of a 3 to 4 year layoff, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely a little rusty. My racecraft wasn't where it should be, and I was kind of beating myself up about that, because that's usually a strong point with me. And I think that's going to happen to anyone who takes a few years off. But yeah, the lap times were there. The pace is good. No one can deny like the talent is there, you know, not to toot my own horn, but like, it just takes practice, and racecraft takes practice and experience. So I'm really excited. This previous race, you know, I'm happy with sixth place, top 10 finish, but I am looking to podium this year. I'm looking to win races. So yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that. And I think we can. We have the car, the team's great. Skip Barber Racing and Clubhouse, they've done an awesome job. So I think we definitely can do it.
All right, Lindsay, we got to pump the brakes for a second, but I want to, I definitely want to come back to this conversation. We're going to do it, but those of you listeners, yes, we will be back with more Lindsay Brewer right after this short break, right here on the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood
to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Locked loaded here with Lindsey Brewer on the show. I know, Lindsey, we're talking before the break, and I got to tell you, I'm kind of impressed with the series you're running. I mean, you get to go and race at some of the most marquee blockbuster racetracks and venues around the country this year. That's got to have you pretty stoked.
I know. I think I'm mostly excited for Circuit of the Americas, and I've been practicing. That's the track I've been practicing on the past few months. That's kind of a track that Skip Barber's based out of. And every time I'm on that track, I feel like a Formula One driver because it's the only one in the U.S. they run on. And I'm like, woo, especially when I'm driving the open wheel cars they have. I'm like, I'm a Formula One driver. so much fun. But yeah, the tracks are awesome. And it's really cool to run along SRO and see the GT cars and see where I can go to, you know?
Yeah, you do anything, I know obviously iRacing and the sim rigs and stuff like that have become really popular. I mean, I've got a big investment over there, but have you done anything in the sim space to, in between races, things like that?
So I just got my simulator, my first simulator from Sparco. I'm so excited. It's a great sim, and I'm setting it up right now, and I'm setting up iRacing, so I will be on iRacing, and I will be doing a lot of sim driving in between races, because I think that does make a big difference, too, especially getting to know the tracks I'm going to be on that I haven't driven before. So I'm really excited to work on that, yeah.
Awesome. Off the air, I'll have to send you. We've got a Discord group for my team, but it's got guys like Chad Reed and Pastrana and Ed Carpenter. And, it's got some real world racers in there. But we got this community, and we all talk trash, and they, give each other pointers, stuff like that. So there's like 50 of us in there, but I'll send you an invite, too, once you get everything set up so you can go in there and just start talking trash with everybody.
The funny thing is I have to practice on the sim because I get a little nauseous sometimes on the simulator, and so I need to practice and before I race against the big dogs. I definitely am interested. Send me that. Yes.
Yeah. Are you doing screens? Or are you doing the full like VR headset? I can't do the VR stuff like that. Gets me all crazy.
No, I can't do. I can't do it. I do the screens. I'm getting used to it, but yeah, it's definitely a lot different for me. The feeling of driving it than a car, even the nicest one I've been on. It's just. But it does help learn the track and stuff. But it does make you a little nauseous, I've noticed.
You've got the barf bag next to the sim,
I know,
right?
Just next to me. I'm like, all right, I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
You need to put a GoPro over the top of things just because it'd be, I don't know. This is a story for another day. We're going down a rabbit hole. We probably shouldn't go down. But, yeah, that would be funny. You want to go viral on social media? There you go.
There you go.
Oh, man. You're racing. We got some races coming up. I do want to go back kind of to talking about the social media thing because I'm looking at, like, your sponsors, obviously,
yeah.
Clubhouse. They're, a big partner in your program, things like that. But I got to think with your social following, it's kind of dynamic where, like, I've got 60,000 followers on Instagram. Mine are largely endemic motorsports people, right? Yours are non-endemics.
Yes.
You do have people like me who follow you because of the racing and things like
that.
Yeah,
of course.
But I got to think that, this actually benefits you when you go to pitch, say, a sponsor outside of the endemic. I mean, everybody's going after the tire and the wheel and the oil companies and, the parts companies, things like that. But you can take this and package it to some Fortune 500 company selling something to women through a grocery store or something like that. And I got to think because you're following so different, like that's actually going to be a big benefit.
Yes, I agree. There's definitely good and bad to that. So yeah, like you said, it's good because I have a wide range of demographics with people and their interests that I'm able to, you know, pitch that to sponsors and we're able to do that. But then on the flip side, there's also a lot of people that follow me for the wrong reasons. And they're like, why don't you post me bikini photos? Like, what is this? We don't care. You know, like, I feel like I love the racing fans who follow me because I feel like they're actual fans of me, not just my body, I guess, you know, or whatever, the photos. I feel like the racing fans actually genuinely care about what I'm doing. And so, yeah, there is a flip side of both. And, you know, I appreciate all the people who follow me.
Yeah. So that being said, obviously, you know, you're spending this year in touring cars. I mean, you've got to have in your head, you know, kind of the ladder you would like to see your career progress. I mean, what, you know, how do you see things going here? I know, you know, I've read stuff where ultimately you'd love to be an IndyCar at some point. I mean, what's the ladder you've got in your mind in a perfect world if the right sponsor came in to help you fund this deal? Where are you heading?
Yeah. So I, like you said, the ultimate goal is probably IndyCar because I've always dreamed of that. I think it's a great program. I think my dream ladder, I definitely want to get some racecraft experience in the lower series before I just jump in and, you know, I want to do well and I want to win races when I'm there. So I think doing this year touring cars, doing some GT4 experiences, I'm going to be potentially racing some open wheel stuff this year as well. Maybe some Formula 4, maybe some, we'll see, you know. So especially, we're going to for sure be testing those. So ideally, I can kind of transfer over to the road to Indy side, do, you know, maybe Indy Pro 2000. And then I think Indy Lights and then Indy Car. So I think hopefully in a 3-year progression, I could get to Indy Car if I kind of do some testing and training this year and then transfer over to the Indy Ladder series, you know. So, and then, of course, I do love sports car racing, so I'd love to be able to do some IMSA stuff, some SRO stuff as well, GT racing. So that's kind of, yeah, IndyCar is definitely the end goal. I think I want to hop over to the Indy ladder in the next year or two.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, here's a question. You took a few years off, and it actually may have benefited you. And I know we started the show 10 years ago, and when we did, part of it was like, you know, let's try and empower some of the amazing talented females in motorsport and you know, I like to think that, you know, over the last 10 years, not just in general, the industry has changed. There's been a shift going on, and I almost think, like, you know, you taking 3 or 4 years off may have actually benefited you, because I think the industry now in regards to women, and we shouldn't even be having this conversation.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's turned a corner now, and I feel like, you know, women are looked at as equals, and I think it's been a long time coming. But I mean, do you feel that way? Like, when you first started out, you know, when you were 12, 13 years old, you know, you were probably, oh, there's the girl on the racetrack, you know, you were like the token girl, like, what the hell is she doing out there? But I mean, you feel like now when you're racing, like, you're treated just like the guys are, which is a great thing. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, exactly. You know, especially back in the day, people would always be like, oh, you definitely are the fastest girl on the track. You're the fastest girl on the track. And I'm like, I don't want to be the fastest girl on the track. I want to be the fastest driver on the track.
Yeah.
And people always used to say that to me. And I think now, like you said, in 2021, the time we're living in, I mean, it's been a long time coming, but women definitely are looked at more as equals, and people are becoming more aware of those conversations. So I think it is a really good place to be in this point in my career. And I think, yeah, I'm definitely taken more seriously as a driver. And I also think, you know, a big thing that was an issue, they would always be like, oh, look, she's such a pretty girl. She's such a pretty girl. And now I feel like when I'm at the track, that's not always what people focus on. They focus more, oh, she's actually quick, you know?
Yeah, that's...
Which is very nice.
Yeah, that's always nice to be known for being fast, right?
Mm-hmm, that's what I want. Yeah.
So, you know, obviously you got your first round in. What's the next, you know, couple of weeks? What's the next month look like for you? What's the next race we'll see you at?
Yeah. So I was very, very busy in January and February training for the first race, just because it was my first race. The next few weeks, I am actually going to be home in Orange County, which is nice to take a breather. I'm going to be doing a lot of training off the track. I'm going to be spending a lot of time in the gym, because it is very physical, as you know. So I'm going to be spending a lot of time in the gym. I'm going to be spending a lot of time in my simulator. I'm going to probably be going out to COTA a couple more times, probably 2 or 3 more times before my next race, which is May 1st and 2nd at COTA. That's the next SRO TC America race. So I'm just going to be doing a lot of training to better myself for next race. Yeah.
Yeah. That's got to have you excited. I mean, be able to race on quote unquote, I don't want to call it your home track, but kind of it's become kind of your home
track.
Yeah.
It is. It's been kind of my home track. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really got to have you excited. Like it's not, I know I'm come from the off-road side of things and I race, you know, once to twice a year in my hometown here in Parker. And it's amazing because I know it like nobody else. And you just have that instinctual advantage, even if, you know, it's just that
way.
So it's got to have you excited going in there, like knowing like, hey, I got a really good shot at doing well here.
Exactly. You know, Sonoma, it was my first time ever driving that track. And it's very technical, especially in these front wheel drive cars. You get so much understeer. So that was a little bit of a challenge. But I'm really excited for COTA because I've done so many laps there now, and I definitely feel a lot more comfortable going into this race weekend. So I'm really excited.
Awesome. Well, Lindsay, I appreciate you taking the time to pop onto the show. I know you're busy, but yeah, definitely fun times. And I don't know, I'll be watching this space, and hopefully after your first big podium, we can snag you back on the show.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I hope so. I hope I can snag that podium and come back here.
Well, big thanks to Lindsay for taking the time out of her crazy busy schedule to come on the show. But definitely one to follow on Instagram. I think it's Lindsay Marie Brewer. I mean, she's got like 1.5 million Instagram followers, something like that. So definitely worth the follow there. It's a mix of modeling stuff and race car stuff and yeah, pretty much something for everybody, but a rock solid, Instagram following there. So, yes, do want to take a short commercial break. It'll be Aaron Plessinger. We come back. Do want to remind you, though, the show being brought to you by our good friends at Manscaped. Use the coupon code JimBeaver at Manscaped.com, and that's going to get you 20% off and free shipping. That's JimBeaver at Manscaped.com, 20% off and free shipping. And with that, we're going to take a short commercial break, and Aaron Plessinger, he'll be on the show when we return right here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high-performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome one of my guests who's coming off of a pretty damn big weekend in Daytona, Aaron Plessinger, to the line. How's everything going, my man?
Hey, Jim. It's going awesome, man. Just got out here to Dallas yesterday and awaiting to get back on that gate and do something similar to what I did in Daytona.
I gotta say, I felt like Daytona was a little bit of redemption for you. There's a lot going in, but I mean, finally to check that notch, be on the podium, you know, in the premier division of Supercross, man, that's got to feel pretty damn good right now.
Oh yeah, I mean, it feels great, especially with being. With the class being as stacked as it is right now, and with everybody riding so good, I am ecstatic to get to be up on the podium, and especially after a rough 2 years, man, it was so sweet. It was an awesome ride. I felt great the whole time, and I'm hungry for more.
Well, and let's talk about that because, I mean, you know, go back a couple years and you had an absolute dominant season on the 250s. I mean, won a supercross title, you won a motocross title. I mean, you're about as dominant as you can be, right? You move up, and I think a lot of people on the outside, they don't realize how massive of a step it is moving from 250 to 450. You went from being the most dominant rider to now you've got, you know, an entire gate full of guys just as good as you are. I mean, how has that transition been? Because, I mean, we've seen some really great riders, you and many others, where it takes a couple of years sometimes to get your footing on a 450 and really get things figured out, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was definitely a tough transition, but it was a lot of stuff combined. You know, my confidence wasn't where it was needed to be, and then just a few other things along the line. But I feel like now, being where I'm at this moment, I think this is where I should have started off 2 years ago. And it's definitely a tough transition. A lot of people don't really understand how tough it is, but when you have 20 past champions on the line and they've been in the class for years, it definitely makes it a lot harder to compete with those guys. And when you've been looking up to those guys for so long and then now you're racing them, it definitely rattles you a little bit when they come up behind you.
Yeah. Well, what's different about this year? Because, you know, this is your third year, you know, in the 450 division. I mean, what's the biggest difference this year? I mean, you've had some successes, you know, you've been kind of right around the podium, you know, in top five, things like that. But what's the biggest difference for you and the team this year? Because, I mean, I feel like you're riding at such a high level this year, man.
Yeah. So, the last 2 years, it was, factory Yamaha. And they did a great job. You know, they did what they could, and it was you know, it just didn't stack up to what we were up against, and we needed some fresh new ideas to kind of switch the bike around and kind of update us a little bit. So Star Racing came in. They are the team that I was on 250s and that I had all this success with. So they came in and now I'm working with old friends pretty much. And they had some really, really good ideas. Our suspension chassis guy is insane. You know, he has the great ideas to get the bike where it is right now. And, it's awesome. It's doing whatever I needed to do whenever I needed to do it. And, that made my confidence spike, you know, coming into Daytona. And, this year, it's just been kind of a testing site, if you would. And we are getting the bike to where it needs to be. And I don't think it's at its full potential right now, even though it feels so, so good. But I think there is some bigger things to come, and I'm really excited for it.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that being said, you know, how do you take that momentum? Obviously, Daytona is one of the toughest tracks all year long. It's generally stretched out. It's a little bit longer. You know, how do you take that momentum from Daytona and apply it to, you know, what we're going to see? What is it, three races in a row here at Dallas?
Yeah. I think I'm going to take this, the momentum that I gained in Daytona and just pretty much put it full force into this one. You know, like you said, Daytona is one of the toughest races, if not the toughest race all year long. And if I can do it there, I can damn sure do it anywhere else, you know. And, Daytona was more supercrossy this year than I've seen it in a while. And, I think that momentum will carry over and it'll, the bike is going to work great and I'm going to get some good starts. And, you know, my confidence is through the roof right now.
Yeah. So, you know, moving into, I keep calling it Dallas, Arlington, you know, pretty much same thing. But, you know, moving into Arlington this weekend, we've got, we got a round Saturday, got a round Tuesday, turn around, got another round Saturday. It's three rounds in basically 7 days, a lot of points on the line. I mean, this is something kind of different than we saw, you know, we saw it last year, you know, the pandemic, and it's kind of stuck around a little bit. But a rider like you, I mean, this kind of, your entire career, you've had a routine going into Supercross season, and you know it was every Saturday preparing for it. I mean, something like this where there's so much racing crammed into 1 week. I mean, how are you approaching this stretch we've got coming up, knowing there's a lot of points on the line? I mean, it throws your normal weekly routine out of the way. I mean, how is a guy like you? How do you ensure that you're at your peak for each round coming up?
Yeah. So the three rounds is definitely different. We got a taste of it in Salt Lake last year, but it is definitely not the normal schedule. So we've had two of them like this already, Houston and Indianapolis. And, you know, it's more about recovery on these weeks that it's back to back like this. It's a lot about recovery. Like you don't really want to do any like strenuous activities as far as like going on long bike rides or anything like that. You definitely want to keep loose and keep nimble. We usually do, you know, a little 30-minute spin each day, and then just kind of relax, recover, sleep as much as you can. And, try and ease your mind, because it is definitely a lot of adrenaline in a span of 10 days. So, recovery is the biggest important or the most important part. And, getting on race day and trying to feel good.
Yeah. So that being said, obviously you got this stretch coming up. You've moved up in the points now. You're sitting there seventh in points, not too far out of sixth, I think, and really starting to narrow the gap, man. I mean, how are you approaching this stretch now? We're about the midway point here, a little past the midway point. How are you approaching this next stretch, knowing that you can continue to chip away here?
Yeah, it excites me. I was talking to Carmichael and Lee Diffie the other day, and they told me I was 26 points ahead of where I was last year at this exact moment, and they were saying, you know, that's a big step and a big jump from just a year. And I'm just gonna take it as it is, and I'm gonna push as hard as I can, and hopefully end up on the box a lot more than the beginning of the season, because this back stretch is really important, and I wanted to prove to the guys that I can do it at every race, not just one. And I have a feeling that it's going to be a really, really good three races on this Dallas dirt or Arlington dirt, and then we're going to go have us a break and then come back swinging in Atlanta. And I'm super excited about Atlanta. That's another outdoor NASCAR stadium, if you will. And I'm really looking forward to that one. But I'm going to try to put it on the box as much as I can here in Dallas and try and work my way into that top five in the points.
Well, you know, in talking about Atlanta and, you know, talked about Daytona and I, you know, watching it, you know, not obviously being a Supercross rider, but, you know, it definitely did look, you know, more Supercross, as you said, than traditionally. Daytona's always been past, I always thought was, you know, kind of the bridging of the gap between outdoors and Supercross. But this year, a little bit different. But as a rider, how does that, you know, obviously going to Atlanta, you know what I mean? It's probably going to be, you know, like you said, a little, it's kind of another outdoorsy type, you know, with Supercross mixed in. I don't know. How do you, as a rider, you're in Supercross mode, man. How do you approach those events, because it is a little bit different?
Yeah, it definitely is different. And before Daytona, we were in Georgia at the farm, and we made us a little outdoor kind of sand section, made it really, really rough, and we just kind of practice that, set the bike up a little bit for that, but still focusing on Supercross and trying to get the bike good in both aspects. And then, you know, we did a good job at that, but just getting ready for that rough terrain is so important, because you know Daytona is going to be really rough because it has no bottom. It's all sand, and then they add in that beach sand with the black sand. So just getting ready for that rough and rutted conditions is so important. And I think we'll maybe do a little bit. I'll have to look at the track map and we'll go over it with the team. But we might do something similar for Atlanta. Hopefully it is a little bit more fast paced and gets really rough, and there might be a chance of rain, so that'll be a good good one for me. But either way, I'm going to like it, and it's going to be a good three rounds in Atlanta too.
Yeah, and one last question before we let you go. But looking at something like Arlington this week, and does it affect you at all? And I really don't know if it does or not, but you show up, you race the track on Saturday, then you come around and you're used to the venue, you're used to location, you walk in a couple days later, completely different track layout. I mean, is it tough to make that adjustment, or is it just like any other round where you're going from track to track and it's completely different?
It's a little weird for sure, but the way that we're wired, as soon as the adrenaline kicks in and we get out on that track, we've been doing it for so long, it kind of just becomes another natural thing that happens. We just get out on the track, kind of look at the jumps the first two laps, go ahead and get them over with, and then add some speed to it. So, it's not so much a big deal, but it definitely – some obstacles will give you a run for your money.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, buddy. Good luck this weekend in Arlington. I will be on site on Tuesday. Looking forward to watching you battle for some more podiums, man.
All righty. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. You too. Man, big shout out to Aaron Plessinger for calling into the show today. Great, great run there he had in Daytona. With that, I am going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be back with more after this on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online, in syndication on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. And I don't know if you can pack much more into a show. Lindsey Brewer, Aaron Plessinger, Tiffany Stone, me ranting and raving about who knows what at this point. But yes, good show had by all. Thank you guys for the continued support. And thanks to our good friends and all of our partners here, General Tire, Polaris Razor, Vision Wheel, Rigid Industries, Dirt Fish, Optimus starters, our good friends at iRacing, GSP XTV Axles, Manscaped, Fistful of Bourbon. Don't forget manscaped.com. Use the coupon code JimBeaver. That'll get you 20% off plus free shipping. That's JimBeaver at manscaped.com. 20% off and free shipping. Our good friends at Dirtfish. You want to go up there and get behind the wheel with some badass Subaru rally cars? Yep. Use the coupon code JimBeaver15, and that will get you 15% off at Dirtfish Rally School. That is JimBeaver15, and that'll get you 15% off at Dirtfish Rally School. And yes. We're going to call it a day here. I am headed out to Supercross in Dallas or in Arlington. I'll be at the dirt track at Bristol. Lots going on and lots of fun to be had by me. We'll probably have a best of next week on the show. But, this week, man, we are all killer, no filler. I guess this is a pretty solid one to sign off on if you're ever going to sign off on a show. But, yes, thank you, guys. I am at JimBeaver15 if you want to follow along on the shenanigans of my adventures. We've got another one for the show, too. It's Down and Dirty Show. But JimBeaver15 is probably the best one to follow. We're all over the place, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Also got a Facebook group that you can follow and keep the dialogue going over there. Make sure and subscribe over on Apple Podcasts. And thanks to all our listeners, on Podcast One, SiriusXM, American Forces Network, just everybody that continues to support the show, Sports Byline. Yeah, we get lots of good stuff going on. And thank you guys for the continued support of the show. But I'm going to sign off for this week, and we'll see you next time. You guys have a safe week, great weekend, and we'll be back with more right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. See you next time.